Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 995th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. You know, for the whosoever wills in life. It's for everyone, you know, anyone, and truly, and everybody is welcome. So please, come on, grab a seat. I know that there's a football game coming on, and we waited a long time to get some football. So watch this. We're going to do football, and we're going to do this because my topic is going to be gone in 60 seconds. So how about that? As we sit and we look at it, get your medicine, get whatever you need to do, come on into my room. You know, back in the day, they used to say, come on in the room. Come on in the room. Can Jesus be my doctor? He writes out all my prescriptions. He gives me all good medicine in the room. So, you know, just to bring it back to get our ancestors in there moving and everything. So tonight is like we are going to talk about how we can be there in 1 second, be gone in a second. It'll be over before you know it, or it seems like it takes forever to start. There's a whole lot of things that go on, but it's like, wow, 60 seconds sometimes seems like a long time, but then other times it seems like it's gone real quick in 60 seconds. If you're out there and you're listening tonight and you'd like to call in live on the air, the number to call in is 319-527-6091, and you can simply press the number 1, and then it'll bring you into the queue. Now, while everyone else is calling, I would like the others to share the post, let everybody know. Whoever you have in your phone needs to know, and they need to be on top of this thing, because guess what? We might be gone in 60 seconds. I mean, I'm telling you, tonight is the day, and before we go any further, I just want to give like a shout-out to my uncle. My uncle, Tyrone Henson, passed away. And when I tell you that my uncle passed away and he went out like a G, I mean, I got to say like a G. And when somebody out there like a G, well, you know, I say Gaga Goons, and we out here and we working together and we trying to save God's kingdom. So the point of it is the fight of your life. If you are out there and you're dealing with something and every day you get up every day and try to make somebody else's life a little bit better, that's called a G. You're doing it the right way. When I'm telling you my uncle couldn't eat anymore, he had throat cancer. It affected his tongue and everything. So the only way that he can consume anything was for he would actually go through the fact of swallowing it. And when I'm telling you that he took it and he swallowed it all the way to the end, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't tell you if I didn't put the food in his mouth myself. Watch him swallow it, and then he starts saying that it hurts. And you know, the second that it says that it hurts, one thing that we do know is that it will be gone in 60 seconds. The second that you ask God to come into your life, whether it be to save you, to heal you, and a lot of times, remember, we learned that about almost a year ago. When we're praying for healing, a lot of times healing is not for the person to get well. Healing is for the body to be able to go on back to where it came from, you know, and literally be healed. And I can say for a living fact that my uncle suffered with that cancer, and to the point where it actually took him to a completely different dimension in life, because he was down now sick for the last at least 9 months, I would say. And when I tell you that, when we see him laying on his deathbed, he literally looked like the day that he started his cancer. And the only thing I can say is to God be all of the glory. I mean, you talk about pain leave. I'm talking about you talking about stress gone. I'm talking about you think about anything that you could be thinking about not leaving your people and all this other kind of stuff, because you'd be real surprised how it is to die. I mean, I don't know how it is to die, but I can tell you from the experience that I watched my uncle go through, the day that I found out, the next day, matter of fact, that I found out that he had passed, it was a calming spirit that came over me. And the calming spirit that came over me told me that I need to come back to D-Block Church. But when I come back to D-Block Church, I got to come back to D-Block Church, and I got to tell the whole truth. I just got to tell the truth. And the reason why I got to tell the truth is because somebody needs to see exactly how good God is for them in any moment, no matter where they are. No matter what they're doing right now in this moment, they can be done in 60 seconds. Hey, guess what? It ain't got to always be a bad thing. Trust me, because the same God on a good day is the same God on that very bad day. We've heard it many a times before. It's nothing new under the sun, and he ain't going to ever change. So the only thing that's going to difference, the only thing that is going to change is how we react to it, how we see what it is, and if we can get to a place where we can literally humble ourselves and pray, like it says in the scripture, then that is when we will be able to start seeing things on a different level. I told somebody today earlier that they were talking about Donald Trump. I said, you know what? One thing I can say that Donald Trump has done, Donald Trump has gave everybody one thing that they have in common, and that is that they don't like him. So if that is for nothing else, he did one thing, he got everybody on the same page. Now, if we can just get that page to actually look like it's actually in a book, and then put it in a book that is called, you know, that it's got our life in it, and his history in it, and their history in it, and everybody's history in it, and we kind of put it in there the way America should be, in the melting pot. Because I'm going to tell you now today, if you were anywhere and you're listening to that first game of the National Football League, and you heard that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, I mean, you got to be laughing somewhere, because I haven't heard it many and many a times. Besides the fact that the recording took five or six extra minutes in the beginning to start, and then when it did start, it came out blazing. That just tells you right off the bat, there was not an orchestra playing it. It was not nothing singing it. That was a mess. And as America, we should be offended, but you know that's okay, because there's a lot of things going on right now that we just got to kind of like cover them with God. You got to put the blood of Jesus all over, because that's the only way it makes sense, the only way it looks right. If not, you're getting lied to. If not, you're being lied on. If not, you're being lied about. You know what I mean? If not, you're watching the things happen the way that they're happening. You're actually taking this poop and putting it in your mouth and eating it, and somebody's telling you that it tastes like chocolate. The number to call in tonight is 319-527-6091. You're listening to the 995th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. Yes, you heard me, 995th episode. So if this is your first time joining, welcome to the kingdom. If this is your first time on D-Block Church, what up, what up, what up? The way that we do it is for the whosoever wills. I mean, the people that need to start over, the people that are in the he maketh me to lie down moment. You know, matter of fact, with that, with the maketh me lie down, I want to say bless God for saving Kevin Hart through his accident. The reason why I say that is because, you know, we need funny people in the kingdom, because the kingdom right now is just not funny. Like, if you make too many jokes in the kingdom, people start looking at you funny. Don't be having too much fun with God. Catch yourself. Don't stop. Fix it. I might see your leg. Fix it. Straighten up. So, shout out to Kevin Hart. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, understand that a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the he maketh me to lie down moment. Now, they're not always, well, they're not really always ever great, because remember, he maketh me to lie down. So when you being maketh it to to do it, you know, it's a little bit more than I didn't plan on this, but this is where I'm at. So Kevin Hart right now is in a situation where he has to rebuild. He has to regain his energy, and he will do it, and he can do it, and he's got the faith. Well, if he don't have the faith yet, he will have the faith to do it, because the second that he came out from wherever he was in, he should have known that God's hands was all on him. Now, he already knew that a little bit, because you can hear what he talks about and everything. And then in the change of life happens. But I'm telling you, when you get to your "he maketh me to lie down" moment, look at Rick Ross. There was a while ago with Rick Ross, the reports on Rick Ross was that he only had a day to make it. I said he has a day to make it. The second that I heard someone say that Rick Ross is so sick and he had the day to make it, I just looked and I said, well, thank you, God. And I'm not saying it like that, but I know what's going on in the kingdom, and I know what we're doing, and I know how he's building the kingdom. And I said, thank you, God. Now, you know, he got a book out and everything, and he's talking about different things. And, right, when you get to talking about the things and you look back over your life and you see where you've gone from and you see where God has brought you to and you see how you went across the street and you met that person and that person then introduced you to that man and then that man introduced you to his sister and his sister became your wife and then next thing you know, you lived happily ever after. But if you had never crossed that street and got fired from that job that day, you would have never met the man. You would have never met the lady. Yeah. Somebody out there right now is like, oh, my God, what is she talking about? I'm talking about life. I'm talking about life to the point where when you start to actually live life and you see that you're not living your life in the moment. Well, you are living your life in the moment. I can't say that you're not living your life in the moment, because God definitely is going to let you live your life in the moment. So the question is, are you living your life? Or are you living a life that somebody else gave you? Are you living the life that God intended for you to have? Or are you living the life that you thought you were supposed to have? There's a lot of different questions when it comes down to it, because it's like you say to yourself, well, I'm not sure if this is how it works. If this is how it works, am I the person that is supposed to say what I'm supposed to say when I'm supposed to say it? Or am I the person that's supposed to wait for the whole entire, you know, thing to set up and everything, and then I just make it, you know, grandiose, and instead of just saying what I have to say. Sometimes it's better to just say what you have to say, because guess what? You could be gone in 60 seconds. That whole entire situation could be gone in 60 seconds. It could be your 60 seconds that you say, that you take to save somebody's life. And when I'm telling you that it can be as simple as literally saving somebody's life. People don't understand how serious it can be, but it can get very, very serious very, very quickly. Because what happens is what we think someone is not paying attention to, they are watching it. They are watching it daily. They are watching it daily to the point where it's almost like, wow, they are watching it more than you are. So when you slip up, they watch you fall. You ever I do it all the time, but have you ever walked and kind of like stumbled over your own feet, you know, and then you kind of like, well, you're glad you didn't hit the ground, but because you didn't hit the ground, you kind of have to look around and see if anybody else noticed that you did it. I remember one time I fell at the bowling alley. Now, I'm a bowler, so we know not to cross the foul line, because when you cross the foul line, that ain't nothing but oil. That ain't nothing but oil, and it's bad oil. You ain't even want that oil nowhere near you in life, right? One day, I went up there, and I had my shoe cover on. I'll never forget it, because I had my shoe cover on, but I didn't realize it, so I went in there full-fledged to go, you know, do my bowling. And, you know, now, if you've ever seen the bowlers on the approach, you know, I used to have a bad approach. My approach was good. I had like a six, seven walk step in there. It was like a two, three steps and then a flutter, flutter, flutter. I'm telling my age, but it was almost like a Fred Flintstone. You know, Fred Flintstone had the perfect one. But I'm sorry. So when I went to go do it, I mean, full-fledged out. And I went to go throw that ball, and my foot didn't slide. And the next thing I know, I propelled out there. Woo-wee! I got up off that ground so fast. And now, mind you, it was very, very slippery. So as I'm trying to put myself together and get off of this lane, I then now have to look around, because now you've got to figure out, is somebody seeing you doing this? It's so embarrassing. I look up, and who else is looking at me but my little brother? With this big grin on his face, I just died, and we had a moment. It was a brother and sister moment. I'm so glad that no one else saw me. But, yes, I hit the floor. When they heard it, they were like, what happened? Me and Jason G said, we just had a moment. Shout out to my brother, loving to death. Look, shout out to my brother, loving to death. You got to love your family. But if you are out there and you're listening and you'd like to call in tonight and you have a he maketh me to lie down moment that you would like the world to know about, I'm inviting you to call in today, because guess what? The same way that he made you to lie down, you'd be surprised that somebody might be on their way to lying down and they don't know what's going on in life. They think that the world is about to be over. And if you press one tonight and you explain to them how you made it over, how you made it through, then you can understand that somebody else will be able to say that, guess what, this thing can change. It'll be gone in 60 seconds. You can do it. You can feel bad and then you can feel good. Gone in 60 seconds. Just ask God to take your hand. Ask God to come into your life. If you'd like to call in tonight, that number is 319-527-6091. And don't forget to press 1 so you can get in. Now, meanwhile, because we're still kind of in the beginning, I need you to text your people and tell them to get on, because the one thing that we need to do is we need to put this out here. It's time for God to move. This is it. Like, you know, what I would say is I can't really get over this maketh me to lie down, because everyone is kind of like fighting the lie down moment. Like, we don't want to hit the bottom. We got to make it to the top. Like, we got to do this. Like, this is the only thing that's popping right now in life. The only thing we got to do is make it. And how are we making it? By the cars we're driving, by the shoes we got on our feet. Like, everything that doesn't matter is what's making it right now. My question is, when it all switches, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Who's going to be the leader? Who is going to sit down and say, you know what, this is ridiculous, because right now we don't have a leader, as you see. And then when we have all of the things that are going on now, we got a whole black and white thing that's about to come up, and it ain't even a black and white thing. It's really a right and wrong thing, but because we're going to make it a black and white thing, it's easy to make it a black and white thing. I told you before, you make it a black and white thing, it becomes a black thing, so therefore it's not a thing. You can't keep getting caught up in the same things that we've been getting caught up in. Like, the biggest thing that I think we got caught up in now, shout out to Meek Mill, because he did do what he needed to do, right? But I don't like the situation. I don't like it at all, because we sent the wrong message. We sent the wrong message. We're telling our children that that is not what we do. We're telling our children that it's okay to mess up, because guess what? He didn't get the right time. They didn't do him right. He should have got a little bit of lesser sentence, because they was being too mean to him, because he was on for too long. He was doing all of this stuff. Nobody was ever talking about the fact that he did something wrong. Forget how long ago it was or whatever, because back in the day when you was in trial, what's his name? McCoy. Remember Jack McCoy from Law and Order? He used to say all the time, you were at the mercy of the court. And when you at the mercy of the court, regardless of how the court come down, that's how the court come down. Now, the court come down back in the day, you used to get sentences. People used to get sentences, and they would, like, pass out because the sentences were so long. The sentences were so wrong. People would have heart attacks and stuff. Moms died and stuff because their children, you know, the children is being sent home forever and a day. Now, all of a sudden, because we live in a world where we've actually told them that following the rule doesn't make sense. And if you break it right, we're going to support you. And that is an unacceptable message that we should be giving to anybody. I don't care if it's an adult or a kid. Understand, if you do something wrong, you're supposed to be reprimanded for it. Now, if you don't get the same thing for it, I think that's where God comes in, right? I think that's how that works. If you're sitting out there and you are and you're wrestling, you're like, oh, I'm about to call her because she is talking. I never heard her talk like that before, and she is talking right to me. Please call. Please press 1. And like I said, it has nothing to do with me, but I believe that there's someone else that is listening on this line right now that needs to hear what you went through. And tonight I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you look at the comments, right, you'll always be able to figure out exactly what's going on. When you talk to the kids about Meek Mill, because it's a great thing that he got his sentence thrown out. Got me? A lot of kids don't understand what's going on. First of all, you shouldn't have a sentence. Let's be honest. We're trying to keep you away from having a sentence altogether. But if you're going to have a sentence, how about we make a story out of your sentence? But not the story that you're just going to prevail, because that might not be the story. And it seems like maybe that was Meek's maketh me to lie down moment, so that he could be ready for whatever was about to happen in this next shift. Because there's about to be a shift that goes on in the world, because guess what? We ain't going to be able to do it like this anymore, because the enemy has to let, we have to let the enemy know that this is no more. What you're doing right here is unacceptable. We are no longer going to stand there for this, because the God that we serve says that it doesn't really go down like that. Not only does it go down like that, but he will go and send whoever he needs to send in there to get everybody riled up. And it's not always a good route up. Think about it. It's not always a good route up, because if you're in there and you're doing something and you think that you're doing it right because you've been doing it because you're serving God, and you done did it so long that it's all in the ritual of how you do it. Like, you got to be a certain way to do it. You have to wash your hands a couple of times and do this. You got to turn around 3 times and do this. You know what I mean? If there's stipulations to what you have to do in order to do it, understand that if there was a stipulation in the beginning, when God made the sacrifice, that was what the point, that's the point of the sacrifice. That's why people have to understand the sacrifice. It's funny, because people want to do everything else but understand the sacrifice. I just don't really understand how they don't understand the sacrifice, because the sacrifice is the only thing that makes us right. Because if I was to walk off of without my sacrifice, I would be Adrian. And I don't know if you know Adrian or not, but Adrian wasn't always a nice person. Adrian wasn't always where she is right now. Adrian always couldn't tell you a good thing about God and tell you that everything is going to be all right regardless of your situation, no matter what it looks like. Adrian was not the person that would say, guess what, I have enough faith for me and you both. Put your hand in my hand, and I know that my God is going to cover you. How about that? It wouldn't have been the same. But now we bless God because God is okay, gone in 60 seconds. Now, I have a thing about the gone in 60 seconds, I have to tell you. Have you ever watched the clock? I know they say, like, you can't watch a pop. Like, you never watch a pot boil. Or, like, when you're at work, you never watch the clock. If you watch the clock at work, it's, like, the biggest setup, because it seems like it never changes, right? Well, I have this thing about this number. And I like my number. I'm not even going to say the number because, you know, people like to take numbers and run with them. And be like, oh, they said it. We're going to go with it. Especially if it hits, because I'm be mad because I want some of it. So to just alleviate that, I won't say the number. But when I tell you I sit and when I see it about to come on the phone, on the clock, radio, or whatever, the microwave, whatever the case may be, when I tell you I'm like a minute in, so let's say it's like whatever the number, the last number is a 4, and I'm waiting for it to actually be the 5, do you know that that 60 seconds takes forever and is never gone? That's why I put it as gone in 60 seconds, because 60 seconds is usually really, really quick. When you're doing something else, a minute goes by so fast because you can turn around and you can see it 1 second, and I say, oh, I'm about to catch the minute, and then I lose it because when I came back, the minute was already gone. And you're like, well, dang, it was going in 60 seconds, but God, if I'd have sat there and watched it, it would seem like an eternity. Now, the first time it happened, I was kind of, second time it happened, I was kind of like, okay. Third time it happened, I'm like, dang, what's up? Fourth time, I'm like, oh, my goodness. That, yo, it takes a long time to get to this minute. And then I kind of had to laugh because that goes into the anticipation of what it is that we do every day, right? We're looking for that approval. We're looking for God to smile down and say, you know what? I understand that it's hard. I understand that it's tough. But I like the fact that you still try. I like the fact that you're still out here doing what you need to do. I like the fact that you're still out here showing love to other people. Showing love to the people that are a little bit less fortunate. Showing love to those that are out dealing in the South right now with all of the storms. Later on in the broadcast, I'm going to give you some information so that if you do want to donate or you do want to send some, if you want to send it, we do have the, you know, proper places to send it, because you do understand that you can't just send it. You actually have to designate a spot for it to go. That way you're helping who you need to help instead of just putting it in the teal. That way they can just help who they want, you know, and it doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right at all, especially if you say it out loud. Doesn't sound right at all. But this is where we are right now. And in the moment of the shift has not happened yet, we still kind of have to kind of go along with it. But remember that we are always, see, if you remember that you are a part of the kingdom, if you remember that you are a part of the seeds of Abraham, if you remember that you are a part of this seal and this covenant, You understand? If you can grab that part of it, then everything and anything that you might go through it can be handled in a different way. Not even so much handled in a different way, but it can be perceived and looked at as in a different way. And if there's any way that you can take a bad situation and find God in the situation, it kind of helps the situation out immensely. Like I must say, because I love my uncle to death. And if it would happen any other kind of way, I don't know. But I just thank God that everything is going the way that it's going, because I thank God that I have the relationship that I have to the point where I don't even have to worry about if I see my uncle again. I just have to worry about when. There's not a question in my mind, not a doubt in my heart. One, because there's a Purpose Kingdom Network, and I know if you're out there listening right now, you at least take the attempt to try to do it different every day. We tell you all the time that your mercies renew every morning. So if you can make it through the day, if you can finish through the day and you get through the morning, he got you. A lot of people don't believe that because they like to wake up in the same place that they were yesterday. I'm not really sure how they do it, but they do it. And then before you know it, they are in last week. And when you see it and you hear about it, they are back then. And you're trying to figure out, well, why are you back then? And then you realize, oh, well, back then it was when I had it. Back then was when they were moving. So what we have to realize is that if you're gone in 60 seconds, it could be gone in 60 seconds. The same way it could be a good effect, it can be a bad effect. I think I want to go do this and da 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 da, and then the thought is gone in 60 seconds. Now you're somewhere else completely doing something completely different. Oh, I don't know if that's everybody. I'm going to just talk about myself now. Let me just talk about me for a second, because sometimes my mind goes from one place to the next place, and it'd be gone in 60 seconds. Like if you don't, if it doesn't grab me, if it doesn't take me, if it doesn't grab my attention, then, you know, I'd be gone in 60 seconds. However, one thing that did grab my attention the other day as I was studying was Jacob and Esau in the womb and how they were fighting, you know, and how you know that he prepares her and tells her that they are going to be different. No, he tells her that they are different. I wish I had the scripture, but I'm sorry. I'm learning that part, y'all. I'm going to get it to the point where I can give you the scripture so you can go back to it. But right now, what I'm telling you is that I know they were arguing. They're fraternal twins. They're not the same, you know, so they're actually different, but they came from the same woman. So they share the same birthday. They share everything alike, but they just don't look alike. So therefore, they're probably two completely different people, which is okay. But then when you look at it, we've lost sight in the fact that those two different people have two different nations, because that's what she said. That's what it said. You will have two nations inside of you. So those two nations, you got to understand that, first of all, y'all might be different, but y'all came from the same line. When you look at it like that, then you say, oh, okay. So it makes more sense every time you hear that, what is it, all things work together. All things work together because you can't have just one of something. One of something means nothing. It just means an overload of something. Like I told the man the other day, you know, you can have a hand that is magnificent, got beautiful nails on it, got all the veins and everything popping out of it. But if you ain't got a good arm, it's not worth a damn. Think about it. If you got a really good foot, but your ankle is broke, I don't know if your foot is even any good. You know? You want to do something with a hula hoop, but you got a broke hip. Like certain things just don't add up. But the blessing of it is, if you put your mind to something that doesn't really add up in your mind, if you put your mind to something, because remember, if you can think it, God ain't doing it. For somebody out there that didn't hear that, if you can think it, if you can put your mind around it, and you're like, I get it, this was happening, they doing this, they doing that, oh, okay, that's why they did that, they did this so that they could do that. Oh, I understand, you're wrong, you're looking at it the wrong way, you got in there, and you're getting the wrong information from somebody, and is this a caller? Is there a caller on? Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller. Okay, well, if you come back through, definitely press 1 and it'll trigger me and we can try to get you back on. Gone in 60 seconds. 319-527-6091 is the number. You can press 1 for me. Caller.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
How are you, caller? State your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Michelle Hines, and I'm from Philly. I actually live around the corner from Ms. Gina's husband. I really like the topic tonight, and I just want to briefly let, you know, everyone know that you can overcome a lot of things. I'm going to use myself for an example. In 2010, my firstborn daughter was murdered. 3 years later, my other 6 children was placed in some foster care for a year. And through it all, I just remained strong and did what I had to do and just, you know, kept my faith in God. And, you know, I have my up and down moments. I stumble, I get back up and try again. But I just want to let everyone know that, you know, you can overcome things and it can be done. If I did it, I know anybody can do it.
And I think that's awesome because you, hey, look, you telling the truth because trust me, you ain't the only one. And I tell people, the more and more people sit down and really start talking about what they've gone through, what they've overcome, it kind of helps somebody else in their thing because then they can look back at it. Because I noticed that when you're in it, like when you're in it, you can't really see it. But once you've gone through it, you can turn back around and see what God did with it. And you're like, whoa.
And that's how I was. I was just so like, why? And, you know, it was just always why? And why am I going through this? Or, you know, I could have, you know, a week full of everything going right and then 2 weeks of everything just crashing down, but I know it's just God just building up my faith and my strength and just keeping me strong. And, you know, I'm getting closer and closer through my breakthrough.
I love it. And you know what the funniest part is? You have already broken through because you're here. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Now that you're connected, now it becomes easier, and now before you know it, you'll see that your web is starting to literally shine because even from your comments, even from your testimony, you understand, I know you trickle somebody's spirit because I remember the first time you ever called Purpose Kingdom Network. You understand that? I remember the first night when you called Purpose Kingdom Network, but then that's when we realized that that is exactly what Purpose Kingdom Network is here to do.
Yes.
You know, you just happen to still be in Philadelphia, but there's someone that is in Atlanta right now that is feeling the same way you feel. There's someone in California, and there's someone in Timbuktu, you know, over there and wherever you are. Because I know that we hit nations, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are through the world. When you can look at somebody and just smile and see Christ all in them, that's when you know we are winning this thing. Because I'm here to tell somebody right now, if you believe that you are not winning or you believe that the kids is winning or you believe that the people is rude and you believe that the people are just ignorant and you just believe that people are just going to do whatever they want to do and people going to go into schools and keep shooting up people and people are just going to keep doing what they're doing, you can't believe in God. I'm telling you. You can't believe in God and do the same thing. Because at the end of the day, like Michelle just said, when it get real bad, that is only God testing you. And at the end of the day, if you don't already been through it, what he's trying to see is when he bring you through it again, are you doing it better than you did the last time? I didn't say conquer it. Did you hear me? I did not say conquer. Because guess what? You might go back and forth and might go back and forth forever, but if it ain't the same way it was the last time, and you are literally trying, God is smiling at you. Now, if you are literally not, and I mean literally not, like you know you daggone not going to do it, you're not even going to try to, you know when they say come up to the altar, you actually come up to the altar and you stand there with it. You don't even hand it over. You just stand there. Like, I like this song. I'm going to sing this song. I'm not going to put it on the altar, though, because I got to come back next week. Now, I know I always have my eyes closed and my eyes all the way up to the ceiling. But ask yourself, how many times do I go back down for the same thing? Because if I'm still working on the same thing, maybe I picked it up. Maybe I looked at it different. And I say that to say because a lot of people sometimes have a situation. And in their situation, there's so much more time for someone else to come in and help them out. You know what I mean? Just say something. I mean, the lady told me the other day, what's she saying? Somebody said something. And the man said, well, they always complain. That lady looked at me and she said, well, sometimes they might not be complaining. They might just be explaining. I looked at her and I took it all the way there, because at the end of the day, most of the time, if someone is talking about something and they are not, like, you know, laid out with it, snot nose, just complaining about it, like every day, that's a complaint. But if you're explaining it, you're explaining the situation, you're telling them what happened, and this, that, and the other thing, but then the question is, how many times do you explain it? And who do you explain it to? Do you explain it to the people that can't help you? Or do you explain it to the people that you think can help you, but then are going to talk about you in the prayer service? Because they're actually going to pray for you, but they're actually praying for all the dirt that they now know that you do. Now, the reason why I say stuff like that is because we got to be honest about all of this. And at any given moment, you can see somebody in the place where they are not supposed to be. But you can't let that bother you and where you are in your relationship. Do you understand? Because somebody that you see can be doing something and it makes you question what God is all about. That's when it gets scary. It gets scary for you because you're watching another believer trying to walk this thing out, and you're trying to get your intel from this sick person. Or you're watching them and you're completely disgusted about everything that they do, how they move and everything, and you're putting God in their box. You're saying that that is what it is. What we do at Purpose Kingdom Network is we come the way that we know how, the best way that each individual host knows how, in order to get someone closer to knowing a little bit more about the Creator. And why we were created, how we were created, and what for. You know, it doesn't say how we're supposed to, like, it doesn't say that we are supposed to, I always say that, it doesn't say that we're supposed to be rich, but it does say we're supposed to have joy. So that means that you can't look at your joy, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, joy is something that you just have. Joy is different from happy. You need something to happen to you in order for you to be happy. But joy is something, you know, that's why they say the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. If you're out there tonight and you do not have a personal relationship with God, I invite you to give up the ghost. I invite you to let it go. I invite you to ask God to come and save you, to cleanse you, to give you a new start, to just, I messed up. Just be honest. Be real. I tell that to people all the time. I like that because I like when people pray, like, it's weird. I'm working on my prayer, y'all, because I'm trying to get this prayer life to the point where it's not only my prayer, but it's your prayer, you know, and I can go for you if I need to go for you, because if you can't go, I want to make sure that we can get the prayer, you know, and I know somebody's up there now, so I'm saying that's what I'm talking about, because you don't need nobody help to get to, you don't need nobody help to pray and this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, well, sometimes you actually do need somebody's help, because you need somebody's help to help you focus.
You need somebody's help to figure out exactly what it is that you're really supposed to be doing. It is nothing wrong with learning something from somebody. Because once you learn how to go forth, then you can go forth. So it ain't nothing about like asking anything, you know, but you definitely, it's okay to humble yourself and ask for help if you need to learn. A lot of people out here, they won't do that. Like, they don't ask for help. But it's easier to ask God for help. Isn't it really easy to ask God for help? You're in your house. I don't know if you're doing it. I just hope that you are. The reason how I can, the way that I can tell is when I go outside tomorrow, people are holding the doors for each other. The way that I can tell is when I get into the traffic, someone is fanning me to go ahead. Yeah. You know what was funny, y'all? I'll tell you in a second. But so your relationship with God is important, though. The way that you move and live and have your being is all about how you're made up inside, what you're thinking about. You know, what you're still face thinking about. Right, not the face where you're engaging, not the face where people are talking to you, not the face where you're literally on stage, but what does your still face look like? The one where people are not really watching you. Like if you're in the background of somebody's picture. You ever been in the background of somebody's picture? They weren't really focused on you, but you could see, they can see you. And through the background, you can say, oh, God, I wasn't even ready. I don't even have my face on. It was nothing. Oh, look at my stomach. This, that, and the other thing. Oh, my God. You know, like, there's a whole lot of different ways that we look at things from our still face. You know, your standing face, your resting face says a lot. But then ask yourself, is my resting face pleasing? Does it look like someone is going to come and ask me a question, or are they going to be scared to ask me a question because you look like, what are you looking at? I mean, I can go blue in my face. Like, I can go on till I'm blue in the face about, you know, what seems like it should be the proper response. You know, like when someone says thank you, you usually say you're welcome. I mean, I've never really heard it any other way, but lately, you know, you see someone say thank you, and then no one will say you're welcome. It's really, really weird to me because the response needs to be the way that God intended it for it to be. So what I would like to do tonight is offer you the opportunity to come into the kingdom. And you repeat after me. Just say, Father God, help me, the sinner. And I believe in Jesus. I believe in the sacrifice of Christ. I believe that he died for my sin. I believe that his blood was shed for my sin. I believe that he died. And I believe that he got up in 3 days with all power in his hand, which takes everything bad and makes it good. I know it don't look like it. I know it don't look like it. But I'm telling you, when you can stand on it and rest assured that it might not be good right now, but it's going to come. And what's the song say? It may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on time God. Yes, he is. You know, he's on time. He's on time. Like, but sometimes you don't know that he's on time until you almost think that he's late. Have you been there yet? There's a lot of times that we work so hard to not be late that we never even know how he works for real. We always are one step above God. So therefore, because we're always one step above God, we don't really trust God.
And the way that we move, we show God that we don't really trust him, because of the way that we make our, the way that we make some decisions, the way that we, the way that we leave things the way that they are or the way that they're not. You know, there's a lot of different ways that people move. Man, when you're sitting there and watch them, like, you gotta watch people, and then you gotta watch what they do, and you gotta just be wary of the people that are doing the same thing. You know, like when we were kids, the thing was, when we were kids, we used to say, "But everybody is gonna be there." I would get the quick, "Not everybody, because you're not going." Dang. Simple as that. Yeah, but they all wearing it. They get ready, you know, the gates of hell is wide open, and it's a straight and narrow way. This is how we grew up. So for me to be looking at the masses and them to be like, girl, you wear that shirt like all of the time. I can't even wear my shoe. I can't even wear my clothes twice. What? Like, you sound silly, but I need to go in your closet if you can't wear nothing twice. But you, it's all about the way that you look at it. But if you believe in God and you ask him into your life, there is nobody greater. Nobody can beat you. Nobody can. I mean, they can keep you down. They can kick you down. Think about it. Think about it. Israel had an Egypt experience, but, you know, they had an Exodus. They definitely did. You just got to understand what's going on in the midst of where you are. Sorry. I think someone has to go on. What time is it? Yeah. We got to come on and do some announcements. Who's doing the announcements?
Real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. Whether you're calling via phone or you're joining us online, we thank you so much for your support and for listening to us tonight, this evening. If you want to correspond with us at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And I do believe that, we have a hotline number. And that hotline number is 267-730-5361. We can call us, and you can also just leave a message there. We gladly respond to you as shortly and quickly as we can. And we thank you so much for that. And just for all the PKN hosts and also all welcome, we invite you to come to New Salem Baptist Church at 1721 Crosby Street, and that's in Philadelphia, PA, 19121. It's going to be the Women's Day service, and the theme is Embracing the Queen in You, and that's going to be coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and that's going to be this Sunday, September 8th, and it's going to start at 11:30 p.m. Please come early. The guest preacher is going to be our very own Pastor Tolleen Daly. And feel free to join us. God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank you so much. And as I said before, and I can't stop thanking you, the listener, whether you're calling us online or you're listening to us online, or you're calling us via phone or you're listening to us online, we thank you so much. And with that being said, Sister Adrian, I'm going to turn the program back over in your hands.
Awesome. Thank you so much. While we're still in the announcement phase, I'm going to read it right now. That way we understand exactly what's going on. If you can get something to write with, it would be nice. Basically, what's going on is, like I said earlier, when you're doing your donations and you're sending your information to the Salvation Armies or wherever,
The Bahama Consulate is really where a lot of the money needs to go to. I mean, I ain't going to say that nobody needs the money. You know, I'm not the person that can say that these people need it more than that but I know that the Bahamas just got hit. And the Bahamas have consulates in the United States. So if you're in the New York area, the address is 231 East 46th Street. And that zip code is 10017. They did offer a phone number, though. It's 212-421-6420. Again, for the New York City Bahama Consulate, the number is 212-421-6420. They have an office also in Washington, D.C. For all of the D.C.s, 1025 Vermont Avenue Northwest, Suite 305, D.C., 20005. Their telephone number is 202-734-6579. Now, there's a number for Atlanta, but I know that they also are getting hit as well, in that area. But it's Park Central Building, 2970 Claremont Road, Northeast Suite 690, Atlanta, Georgia, and then it's 3302. Check that out. The telephone number is 404-214-0492. And lastly, there is one in Miami, Florida. The address is 100 North BISCAYNE. Boulevard, suite number 900. It looks like that says Biscayne Boulevard, suite 900. Miami, Florida, 33131. The telephone number for the Miami Bahama Consulate is 305-373-6295. Now, remember, that is for your proceeds and your storm relief, to make sure that it is actually getting to the Bahamas so that they can have some relief as well. The best thing I can tell you is always remember, when they was watching Noah build the boat, just imagine what he looked like building a humongous boat at that, not just regular boat, but a big boat. And no one had ever even seen water. So because of the fact that nobody ever saw the thing, they really looked like he was crazy. So you just imagine him now in the middle of the street trying to build something. Do you understand the horns that would be blowing? Do you understand the names that they would be calling this man? They not only would they be calling him dumb, stupid, and everything else in between, but all of the nasty ones, the derogatory ones, everything, because he's in the middle of the street, he's holding up traffic, he's doing all this other stuff, all you hear is meh, 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 like everything. Just imagine. And then it starts to rain. And at first, they don't realize how serious it really is. But then it keeps raining. And before you know it, they're looking like, dang, it's still raining? Like, this is rain. Like, this is crazy. And then they started to watch the water rise. Oh, my. This water looking like we do need a boat. We better go find Noah. And lo and behold, when they went to go, you know, you go to tap on it. God told Noah to make the window at the top. Why? That way you always focus on love. You don't worry about what's going on around you no more. Because you'll be gone in 60 seconds. It can be done. I love all of you. Remember, God loves you too. Let's get this thing. Let's rock this thing. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. What up, what up, what up? Good evening.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.